Hello, music fans. Hey, welcome to episode number 11. Thank you for taking the time to check it out. I really appreciate it. I hope everyone's New Year's off to a great start. This time out, Christian Higgins Hernandez, the lead singer from the Los Angeles-based rock band Driven Out, joins me. These guys bring a passion to their music, and through their songs and videos, they aim to encourage their fans and listeners to be driven out to pursue their own passions. We talk about how these longtime friends put together the band during the pandemic and released their first album, Inspired by You, in 2021. The song Spitting Fire from that album is playing in the background right now. Christian is very engaging, and I had a great time talking with him. So let's get to it. Christian Higgins Hernandez, welcome to Bands on the Radar. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate you hanging out with me for a little bit. And you're joining me from Los Angeles right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
That's where we're based.
Yeah, yeah. And I've listened a little bit of your, I think I heard an interview or read something that, are you technically in Torrance, California, or is that all just kind of blend? For someone that's not from Los Angeles, explain that to me.
Yeah, Torrance, it kind of is tagged to us because that's where we all met.
Okay.
That's the hometown.
Okay.
That's not where we all live, but that's where the beginning for us was.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
We kind of we keep that there.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Okay. You're the lead singer in the band Driven Out, and who are the other members in the band?
We have Ryan Alzina on guitar.
Okay.
Jonathan Ricketts on drums,
mm-hmm.
and then we have Jay Lance on bass.
Okay. All right. Good. Good deal. Tell me a little bit about the history of the band. How did you guys come together and form the band?
We've known each other since about middle school.
Oh, okay.
I met Ryan when we were about 11, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we were the first ones to really share a passion with music between each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was during one summer is when we started bringing instruments to each other's houses and messing around. And then shortly after that is when Rick and Jay came into the picture. We'd always go to Ryan's house
mm-hmm.
and have our little band practice in Ryan's garage and whatnot. And then we had taken a break for some time and just did our own musical pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until the pandemic had happened that we had some time to kind of connect and talk more and put this project together. And the real purpose of the project was to be on a mission to kind of, pursue a passion, but mm-hmm. do it in a way that encourages and hopefully inspires other people to not hold back and pursue their passion as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the name came from as well. We're driven out to do that.
Okay.
We're driven out with a purpose.
Yeah.
And then from there, that's where, it kind of led to where we're at this point.
Sure.
But
okay.
That's the background. I mean, we're all childhood buddies.
Yeah. Nice.
And that's where the chemistry, it never left because, it's been there for a long time now.
Yeah. And there's got to be some comfort in that too, as opposed to just doing auditions and going down that road. You guys know each other, so there's got to be some comfort that that serves the band in a good way.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a comfort. God, practice is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun being with the guys, mm-hmm. Especially when we were first getting back and just that first practice back to where we're all the four of us were playing again. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a nervous feeling, just like, you know, kind of like, oh, I hope this is good. I hope, yeah, you know, yeah, we're not messing up. But then there's also a comfort because we've done this before together. We know each other. We're friends outside of this. We've grown up together. We've experienced life together, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. And especially with having that purpose and that mission behind, you know, our reasons are really strong and we have such a passion and love for what we do and what we're doing currently. Mm-hmm. That's
awesome. Yeah. I saw on your band mix page, it says, we are driven out to produce and perform thought-provoking music to inspire souls of all ages. I would guess that captures it pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. That's it in a nutshell. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So kind of the always slippery slope of the genre, how would you describe your genre?
You know, we haven't really focused so much on worrying about a label, mm-hmm, for a genre. We're obviously a rock group. We've been kind of thrown around with punk rock, mm-hmm, or just basic alternative rock, or just rock music in general. We haven't been stressing ourselves out with the genre. We know that our style, we've only put out one record. And with our style, it's growing the new music we've currently been making and where our ideas are going. We know that the identity is really forming itself, mm-hmm, and we're really excited for the new things that we have, mm-hmm, ahead. Mm-hmm. But I would say that right now you can just consider us a strong rock band with energy that brings it every time live. Mm. And we're a group that is only looking to get better. We'll implement so many more styles the more we do this and the further we get along.
Right.
But we really don't want to hold ourselves down to one thing.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Yeah. And that's fair. I know most bands kind of say, I don't really subscribe to labels per se, and for good reason. I think as the consuming public, we like to hang labels out there. So, but I totally get what you're saying for sure. So, yeah, I kind of a sidebar. I heard, it's on your YouTube page. I heard an interview that you did on the UK radio show called Chat and Spin. How did you make that connection? And do you have a following there?
You know, that's, there was actually, when we were first doing this, we had noticed some attention in the UK and there's, it's small, but it's, mm-hmm, just enough to kind of poke around and do some interviews. And they reached out to us, mm-hmm, about that, which was really cool. That was our first interview. And we came back a couple times, mm-hmm, you know, it was their business that they had just picked up and started. But Yeah, that was actually something that was pretty neat because we really only thought that it was just going to be here,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But that's got to be the power of social media, sure, and whatnot. I mean, we have access to seeing if we get Shazammed or not, you know. Yeah. And it's interesting that the Shazams that we do get are sometimes in other countries, and so
interesting.
That we're still trying to figure out, but yeah.
Yeah. That's got to feel good though.
Yeah.
Yeah. To have that kind of,
it's really neat.
Yeah. It's very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Okay. We'll circle back to the beginning for you and in your musical journey. When did you start? You've kind of touched on that maybe on the middle school thing with the other guys, but what pulled you into music? When did you start playing? When did you say, hey, this is something I'm going to pursue?
You know, when I was a kid, my first memory, one of my early memories is being a kid in the backseat of my parents' car, mm, and singing along to Buddy Holly Weezer. And then I got into, I just remember always loving the hooks and the melodies of that and thinking the lyrics were so funny. And then, mm-hmm, I really got into music. I was so entertained by dancers and music and, mm-hmm, those that could sing and dance at the same time. And, mm-hmm, my uncles loved music. They would always play it. My mother loved music. So I was always around it. Mm-hmm. And even when I would play sports as a kid, one thing that really got me excited and, you know, I noticed motivated is music. It just mm-hmm. always, it got me going. Mm-hmm. So when I was 14 is when I got my first guitar from a pawn shop, across from our favorite family restaurant.
Okay.
And my uncle kind of knew how to play guitar. Mm-hmm. So he taught me my first chord. It was the G chord.
Yeah.
And just from there, I started playing. I taught myself. I would meet up with Ryan because Ryan is a much better guitar player than mm-hmm. I am. But we're both self-taught and I would watch him, learn from him. Mm-hmm. And just be so driven to just, you know, I would just be sure. on that thing. I just wanted to master it.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I wanted to create sounds and everything that I felt inside me and in my head. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see what I can produce and bring out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember what that guitar was? That first guitar? What kind?
It was a Lotus. It was supposed to be a Lotus Fender. It was a Fender shaped guitar, but it was definitely a pawn shop guitar. But okay. I remember it had Lotus.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So are you playing guitar now at all in the band? Everything I've seen, it's the three piece and then you're singing.
Yeah. So how that works right now is it is just Ryan that plays guitar live. Mm-hmm. He also has done all the recordings. Mm. What I, you know, kind of add to that is in the songwriting is where mm-hmm. I'll play the guitar, some of our performances, whether we have an opportunity where there's some acoustic opportunities mm-hmm. or we played at this bar one time and I opened up for us. So,
oh, really?
And I just did an acoustic set. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So opportunities like that, I like to save that for opportunities live in little spots.
Sure. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So you mentioned Weezer, other bands early on that inspired you that you said, man, that really motivates me or pushes me. I want to someday, maybe not copy that sound, but do something similar to that. Any other bands that come out or come to mind?
Well, definitely when I knew that rock music was the way to go, because I remember I loved Eminem. I loved rap. Mm-hmm. my uncles would listen to NWA and Run DMC. So. And Beastie Boys, so I have all that mm-hmm. stuff. But when I was 10 years old, was when Linkin Park came out.
Okay.
And I remember seeing One Step Closer, the music video. And I remember In the End was a big hit at that time, too.
Okay.
And there was something in those melodies, the way that Chester sang those lyrics. And I felt like an emotion from him mm-hmm. and a powerful thing. And that was... That really stood out to me, and they were probably the first group that really got me into looking into more bands that, in the rock genre.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think I also was really into them because of the fact that they didn't hold themselves down to. They had Mike Shinoda who was basically rapping with them, so mm-hmm. they didn't hold themselves down to just being a rock band. They had different styles.
Sure.
They brought out the DJ kit and. It was different than being mm-hmm. a kid listening to Weezer. Mm-hmm. It was a different sound and,
yeah.
and it kind of was just an expansion.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. And you alluded to this. You talked about you guys came together a little bit in middle school, then you went your separate paths for a little bit. So what about early band experience for you? Other bands you were in and what was that like?
Yeah. So for me, the other groups I was in was with my buddy Leo Gonzalez. We were in, he had a group called Learjet. Mm. And for that group, I play guitar. He was the rhythm guitar player / singer. And then I was just the lead guitar player for that group.
Okay.
I played with him from around the age of like 16 to about my early 20s, mm-hmm. I'd say. Mm. We played at various places. He mostly would set up performances, and that's where I learned through him how to kind of make connections and either set up performances with venues or find your own venue and kind of make it your own way. He was really good at that. Mm-hmm. And we would do a lot of toy charities around Christmas time.
Okay.
And that's pretty much my experience. I really stuck around with him in just different groups, different things. I played with I played with one of his friends, German, who's a phenomenal guitar player. He's a huge Beatles fan, a lovely singer too. Just he loves Steve Miller, loves the Beatles. Such a sweet guy. And so I played with him a few times, but that was mostly more intimate, like in session jams. His brother has a little in studio that he made himself, and so he would do a lot of those kind of like in session, recordings and whatnot. Okay. And outside of that, it's pretty much,
Okay. All right. So you guys, you said you basically formed during the pandemic. So 2020, 2021, somewhere in that area then, or got back together, I guess, as a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so pretty quickly you released, Inspired by You. And how did that come together? It sounds like you guys got back together and put some music out pretty quick. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's accurate, but Inspired by You are collections of songs that we've had. They're a timeline through our timeline.
Okay.
And so that's why it was easier to a little bit quicker because we have a lot of songs.
Okay.
And so it was more of handpicking which ones are we going to really focus on and do our best with. Where we had left off before coming back together, Change, Crown of Thorns, and Wild, off the top of my head, were three that we had just started.
Okay.
We had just started kind of creating, and it took a lot of going back through old emails and old like recordings, go through the emails to find the recordings.
Oh wow!
Of just these songs, and that was really Ryan and I going back and forth looking through, and it's funny because a track on there, As I Lay Here. Is we recorded it with a piano, but the recording is it's me on an acoustic guitar, and it's very different than the version that made it to Inspired by You. But it was just looking back on that, and then okay, this one has kind of a potential. We were working on this. Let's go back and work on that, and that's really what it was.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And you said Ryan does the recording. So how did you track the songs for the album?
Ryan handled that whole thing. One of Ryan's passions is sound engineering.
Okay.
And so he really just took the forefront, especially with COVID going on. He found the time to be able to put together recording the drums, getting the guitars recorded, the bass recorded, everything that he needed. Then he would come over to my house where we made a studio out of one of the rooms that we have.
Okay.
And just for singing, and then he would literally sit on his laptop with his Scarlett, recorder. We'd have the microphone and he'd go, okay, now sing here. And, he put it all together and it took some time, but but he put that all together. That's huge credit on his part.
Yeah. Nice. Good work on his part. So tell me about I think you touched on this a little bit. Tell me about your songwriting process.
Definitely. So we have different ways of, basically the first way is if somebody has an idea, they kind of throw it in the middle. They pitch it to the group, whether that be in practice or if somebody's at home. Typically what we find ourselves doing is recording on our phone and then just sending it to the group text.
Okay.
That's how a good amount of our music has been made. When we go from there, if there's something that we like, we then will discuss.
Okay.
What are the strong parts? What are the weak parts? What if we did it this way? What if we did it that way? It's really a team setting there.
Sure.
We no one really fully takes over. The last one that we had our last single that we released, Crash Like a Wave. How that was made was I found these notes on an acoustic guitar and I sent it to the guys. Jay instantly liked it, wanted to work on it. We went from there. We made it into a full rock song. Ryan really had this strong sense of how he wanted to end the song. changing the key and how we were going to do the breakdown. Like, they, you know, everybody just adds their piece. Sometimes Jay will come up with a strong bass line or a really good song idea, mm-hmm. and that drives it. And then Ryan will add a guitar riff. We will add something to it, a piece.
Yeah. Okay. And do they leave the lyrics to you then?
Yeah. For the most part, we each let everybody kind of stick to their own, position.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the well, so to speak, that you draw from for the lyrics?
Definitely personal experience. I draw from, you know, I love kind of observing and people watching and it's observing other people's lives and just thinking about the what ifs and theirs and what they could be thinking. Mm-hmm. And just what's on my mind, what's in my heart. And sometimes there's a weird, some songs, there's this weird energy that it just kind of comes out It's subconscious, and then it makes sense after I'm reading it. You know, after I said it, is when it's like, oh wow, that makes sense to me on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And it just kind of flowed.
Yeah.
But it always is something it's kind of like a deeper thought within me.
Do you when that happens, Christian? Does it surprise you, or has it happened enough now? You just go, man, it's kind of the muse. There's something working there.
I'm still surprised by it, but yeah. I'm trying to master it. It's something like I'm trying to catch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, cause I've had those moments where I'm sitting in front of the notepad and I just can't put words together or I just think, whatever I'm putting together sucks, you know? and like, it doesn't make sense. You know, I'm all over the place or I'm losing my thought, but I get caught in these moments and I'm trying to master finding out how to bring those moments.
Sure. So is songwriting a discipline for you, or is it more just when inspiration strikes? Tell me a little bit about that.
So what I love doing is I just love getting on my guitar, and just making up guitar riffs, guitar notes. I can be annoying with the guys because I'll make up quick 30-second to 1 minute, 30 bites of things with random lyrics, random words, and just different notes and different changeups, different ideas. And that's an exercise for me. So that's more of like where it's a discipline in that aspect to kind of stay sharpening my tool. But then when it's time to really polish it and produce it, when it's time to, like, we're going to make an official song is that's when I'll lyrically tap into finding, you know, an intimate story and detail and feeling. And when I hear the melodies of the songs, I mean, they, I get a picture in my head. Okay. You know, I get a vision, I see a story, and then I start to bring that story to life through the words.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Cool. Well, that segues right into some of the songs. And as I mentioned, there are 14 songs when inspired by you. And I wanted to touch on a couple of them. The leadoff track is Change. Tell me a little bit about the song and then certainly about the video. That video is, I've heard you use the word cinematic to describe it. And the video is fantastic. I don't know what videos cost to make, but that one is, it's almost like a small movie. And I guess that alludes to cinematic. So just tell me all about Change.
Thank you very much. So Change, that one it's interesting looking back when we were making that, because that was before we kind of took our break.
Okay.
And when we were making that, our songwriting and guitar playing styles were starting to change. We were growing, and we were seeing that in those kind of songs. Another song that just came to my mind around that time was Defend. That we had, but they weren't complete. They, we were just starting to create things that were kind of trying to make themselves. And so looking back, that's interesting to see that. And then when we came here, lyrically, what that song has to deal with is more of looking in the mirror and dealing with your adversity and dealing with your problems. And are you going to, you know, are you going to finally get it right this time, or are we going to keep on making the same mistake? Are we going to be able to change our situation?
Okay.
People have a hard time with change. They fear it.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, I have, you know, known people with strong addictions that they couldn't get over. And that song also is kind of filled by that as well. You know, the chorus, how I envision that song is it's somebody in the mirror talking to themselves.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that's ultimately like what it was for me in the beginning. When the video came, what we really want to do, and it's a future plan, is to kind of make a comic series out of it.
Okay.
But we've always been really big on storytelling and movie-like music videos. I mean, I remember seeing Michael Jackson's Thriller, and that was amazing. Even down to, talked about him earlier, Guns N' Roses' November Rain. I love that music video, too. Like, just the theatrics, the imagery, and what we wanted to do was kind of put together a fun adventure story and make these characters where they're kind of like these heroes, the world's gone black and white.
Yeah.
And this evil villain comes in and he's the one that's draining the world of its color. Ryan and I, we've always loved writing stories back and forth. Okay. And so we have tons of them, and this is just one that we wanted to put at this moment.
Yeah.
And then we made ourselves each different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And our good friend Guthrie Melchade, he's a fantastic cinematographer. He's the one that filmed this.
Okay.
He did this one and Wild,
yeah.
The follow up to it.
Yeah.
And he's the one that also plays Shadow.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Video.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's Shadow.
Okay.
But we got this idea. The inspiration for the first video is really it's funny. So we needed a main setting to put the video in.
Mm-hmm.
We had the story that we wanted to tell, but we didn't want to tell it straight from the beginning. We wanted to start it off where, how it is essentially. It's, mm-hmm. Oh my God, what's going on? Somebody's shot and they're coming into, you know, a warehouse.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't spoil it for anybody or ruin it for anybody, but the inspiration for that was actually Reservoir Dogs. If anybody caught that, I think some people saw that. It was the scene where Mr. Orange comes in and he's shot.
Okay.
And White's bringing him in.
Yeah.
And so the setting for the video took inspiration from the Reservoir Dogs where they're in the warehouse.
Okay.
So that's where we decided we'll base it on the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Cause music videos also aren't cheap. So we had to have a strong main setting.
Yeah.
And then just a lot of traveling around in other places where it's kind of like an adventure.
Yeah.
And so from there we filmed in various places in San Pedro, and also in our hometown of Torrance. We went to different places in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Having a conversation with Guthrie, the real challenge about this video was isolating the color.
Oh, it was, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what took the longest. But, you know, if we could pull that off and if we can make that work, then it was going to be, you know, great. And it was something that, you know, it's a video that we like and that we made for ourselves because mm-hmm. That's ultimately what you want to do. You want to make things that you enjoy, right. And then other people will catch on and,
right.
you know,
right.
and they'll enjoy it too.
Well, I think it's safe to say there's probably not another music video out there right now that's like this one. So I encourage all the listeners to go check it out. It's really cool. And I watched it two or three times. I've probably watched it four or five times now altogether, but it took me a couple of viewings. I'm like, all right, I'm getting this. I see what's going on here. So yeah, but it's so well done. It's so well done.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Guthrie did a fantastic job. Thank you so much again for that. And we're lucky to have him be a part of it.
Yeah. So then you mentioned Wild, which is the third song off the album, but it kind of is a companion, at least in a video sense, to Change. So that's just a continuation of the narrative from the video.
Yeah, it's following up on the story and what happened after the first one at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to be sometime, I believe 6 weeks later, okay. sometime after that.
Okay.
So what we have planned to do is put together a comic series that's going to fill in the gaps mm-hmm. between before and between and after the videos.
Okay.
And we plan on releasing that.
Okay.
'Cause there is more of a story to be told
mm-hmm.
and from there, we would like to, you know, we're definitely going to always incorporate storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
It may not always be the light workers stuff that we did in the last two,
mm-hmm.
but we definitely have other stories that we plan to do. Maybe in some vein, we've talked about every album is like a different parallel universe with our characters from our album, and we're together, but we're in a different, you know, it's just a different way that we're together and whatnot.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. And talking about the song itself, I noticed a video from the House of Blues. You guys, in the live setting, at least in that setting anyway, you guys were rocking it a little more than the studio version. So does that song morphed a little bit for you?
Yeah, that is. Now, what's funny about that is that's why if anybody's going to do it the way that we did it,
right,
play live first before you record the recording. We just kind of did it away, because there wasn't any performances going on. So we thought, okay, well, we'll keep it, mellow. We'll do it like this. And then we started going out live. And yeah, so we've talked about it. More than likely, at some time down the line, we'll do some kind of like fun anniversary style re-recording of Inspired by You.
Okay.
The time.
Sure.
After that. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, we're definitely very energetic, very alive. Mm-hmm. When we're at a performance, we can get people moving, dancing, and singing. That House of Blues is one of our best performances. It was definitely a night to remember.
Yeah.
And that's what we love to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Cool. Cool. One of the songs, the second song, Quarantine, stood out to me. There's something about that song, that reminded me, and here we go with maybe labels. It sounded like a 70s rock song, kind of out of the glam. It reminded me of maybe Bowie-esque or T-Rex, something of that sound.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if that would resonate with you, or you go, nah, that's not even close. I don't know, but it had that sound in it because I'm older. That kind of pulled me in. I enjoyed all these songs, but that one, I was like, man, that's just kind of really cool vibe to it. And I was trying to, what is that? I thought, it's got a 70s sound, that early 70s, and as I said, Bowie or T-Rex or something like that.
Yeah. No, that's, I know, we all appreciate that. I know Ryan's going to greatly appreciate that. That's actually that's an all Ryan song right
there.
Is
it? Okay.
So he made all the guitars to it. Mm-hmm. He made all the arrangements to it. The only thing I provided was obviously the lyrics and the mm-hmm. vocals, but mm-hmm. even he had even said this song, he wanted it to be about quarantine. Like he said, like, oh, this song just reminds me of being in quarantine. Mm-hmm. And he made it during that time.
Okay.
So that was also a good challenge for me, because I was like, okay, I got an actual song request.
Yeah.
I gotta make this song how we want
it.
So I tried tying it in with the feelings of quarantine and also the feelings of kind of being a prisoner.
Oh, okay.
And like, kind of like you're trapped in your own cell. That song kind of goes two ways, yeah, that, thank you for that. That's, I know, actually, it's funny because Ryan's cat's name is Ziggy.
Is that right? So, wow.
Yeah. All right. So that's actually funny.
We've connected some dots there then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. Yeah. All right.
Definitely.
Crown of Thorns, another one that stood out to me. It's kind of a mid-tempo rocker, and you do a little bit of rapping, I guess, if towards the end of the song. And just tell me about that song and how that came together.
Yeah, so that one, I remember I was in a room messing around with on my Epiphone, around with tuning the strings differently.
Oh, okay.
We Lady Ladine is a drop D song. We have some songs where they're a drop D.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always, you know, we always tune the E string, but I wanted to tune like an A string. I wanted to tune something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I had accidentally found Crown of Thorns, that verse part,
mm-hmm.
just trying to grow and develop a style.
Mm-hmm.
And then sharing that with Ryan, that was one of the songs we brought back. The story in itself is more of just kind of like it's like the conspiracy idea, you know. It's you know, are you being told the truth? Do you really know what's going on? Are your eyes really open? You know, and the chorus kind of is just like a, you know, sorry if I'm the one to break it to you, if I have to be Judas.
Yeah.
That song was for me. I don't know what you think, for me, for some reason, when I was first messing with that song, mm-hmm. I kept on thinking of like an Alice in Chains style,
sound.
Russo, that bow bow bow, there was something, and I'm big on like that 90s rock. I'm one of the people, I love Alice in Chains, I love Nirvana, but I think that Alice in Chains is just the better group when it comes to their talent, their skill set.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that they're still a different, you know, like one was in the grunge and one was, more hard rock. Like they were a little bit more divided, but, and Nirvana got kind of more of that claim, but, I've always been big on Alice in Chains. So when I heard that, I just thought, oh, this could be, you know, this is got that same vibe, that same feeling to it.
Yeah, it does. Now that you mention that, it does for sure. Yeah. I love the song. I love it. So
thank you.
Yeah.
That's a fun one to play live.
Is it? Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Just a couple more and then we'll talk about your live performance and what you enjoy playing live. Spitting Fire, acoustic opening. And then it kind of kicks in. That song feels like it's a little bit of an outlier relative to the rest. And that's not a bad thing. Kind of kicks into just a classic 4/4 rocking sound to me. And it sounds like you sing that one just a little differently too. Is that accurate?
Yeah. There are some, that's just us trying to, you know, kind of find what styles we're good at, you know, just kind of like just pushing the boundary, kind of testing it out. But Ryan had the idea to bring in the acoustic guitar in the beginning and kind of have that intro set up like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think for that, we just wanted to try putting something a little bit way different. From the other ones.
Yeah.
Just so it wasn't and Ryan always says this, his goal for Inspired by You was to create something where every song was kind of different. So there was something different to listen to at every turn. So it didn't end up being dull.
Right.
And so Spitting Fire was something to try and test that out with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
And the last one to touch on right now, for me anyway, is Blue Jay, a beautiful acoustic instrumental start to the song. And this is maybe a, just kind of trivial, but on Spotify, the background, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you've got control over what that looks like, but there's a blue jay that's being drawn as the song is playing and it kind of repeats. That's so cool. So is that something, I guess you guys put that in there for it to work that way?
Yeah. So we each have our own different things. Mm-hmm. I run most of the time social media stuff.
Okay.
Ryan handles the Spotify and stuff. So mm-hmm. Ryan does the backgrounds for those.
Okay.
And yeah, I really like it. I think that's that was a perfect one that he got.
Yeah,
for that.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it worked out well. So, yeah. You know, and the other thing that stood out just as a whole on this Christian is everybody gets their chance to shine on the record, which is really cool. I mean, you know, the bass is very prominent at times. The drums are, your vocals are, the guitar certainly is. And it's just cool that you can kind of hear throughout all the songs that everybody gets a chance to kind of step up and do their thing.
Yeah, and that's the goal. And we're so excited. We have these four new songs. We've been playing two of them live. The other two we haven't shared yet. We've just been sharing recordings between each other. But mm-hmm. moving forward, that's only going to grow. And just mm-hmm. like you brought up earlier about the Crown of Thorns, the rapping part, mm-hmm. It's a flow. It's to kind of switch it up. But there's so much more of that mm-hmm. That we have planned that is okay. going to escalate and yeah. elevate. Mm-hmm. This is honestly just that there's seeds in Inspired by You mm-hmm. that are planted and, nice. You know, what's to come is really what's going to be sprouted and, yeah. and you'll see the plant, in formation,
yeah.
just like any kind of story or book, you know?
Sure. Sure.
That's always the goal. It's never going to be one person shining. Everybody has to shine. Mm-hmm. A band is a team and mm-hmm. it's a family and. Everybody has to, you know, the bass player's success is the guitar player's success. The yeah. drummer's success is the vocalist's
sure.
success.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. Good, good, good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your live performance. I know you talk about social media. I follow you on Instagram, and I saw you guys have a show coming up in February and at the Whiskey A Go-Go. You may have other shows coming up, but as an outsider, as a guy that's not from California, I hear Whiskey A Go-Go and my ears perk up. I'm going, man, that's pretty historic. So talk about what's in store for that particular show.
It's going to be a fantastic one. We're so excited. We're opening up for Hookers and Blow. They're the headlining group.
Okay.
Hookers and Blow, they're like, it's actually really funny. They keep on being brought up in the conversation, but they were fronted by Dizzy Reed, who was the keyboardist for Guns N' Roses okay. for some time sure, during yeah. their Use Your Illusion tours.
Yeah.
But they're a fun group. We're waiting for more people, more groups to be announced.
Okay.
As they're getting that together. Mm-hmm. We kind of jumped on that early, just out of the excitement of the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But no, it's always fun. It's always packed. It won't be our first time there, but every time we've been there, it's just been a memory, never yeah. to forget.
Yeah.
The people, and it's always a sea of people. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. And just everything on the strip is so much fun. We love going to the Rainbow Grill and all these places that Lemmy Kilmister and, mm-hmm. and other great rock and roll artists of their time were, you know, visiting sure. and whatnot. And, it's a fantastic time, a fantastic yeah. place to be, and I'm so excited yeah. for the 24th of next month.
Yeah, good for you guys. Good for you. As far as your live sound and just how you approach, you've alluded to some of this already, Christian. But what's the mindset of the band when you guys get ready to go out and do a show? What's the goal or the mindset?
So before we go on, we're always together, mm-hmm. and we have some last minute words. Mm-hmm. We try to get a team huddle in. Mm-hmm. We'll do the whole thing where we'll put our hands in the middle and mm-hmm. we ask each other, who are we doing this for tonight? Mm-hmm. Who are we going to go mm-hmm. out and play for tonight? Mm-hmm. And really figure out our whys for what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Even in that moment, we want to inspire people. We have a lot of friends that are so musically talented mm-hmm. that may not pursue it. Mm-hmm. We known a lot of people in our past that had other pursuits or passions that maybe they didn't pursue. And so us going out there, having fun and giving a good time to everybody.
Yeah.
We've seen that inspire other people, including our friends. Mm-hmm. And so that's our mission when we go out there.
Nice.
And another thing, if anybody messes up, we drop a drumstick, we drop a pick, we break yeah. a string. We still play through it. Yeah. We're a team. We have each other. We ride the wave.
Yeah.
And we pick each other up. Nice. And this is just something that that we all love doing, and we all love doing it with each other. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, let's go out there.
Yeah.
You know? And it's always a great time. It's always fun.
Yeah, awesome. So you mentioned one of the songs a minute ago, but what songs, I know these are all your kids, these songs are all your children, but what songs do you really enjoy playing live and or resonate with the crowd the most?
Like the number one, you would say, or like
or two or three songs you go, man, I really look forward to playing this song, and or the crowd really, when we play it, they just seem to really react to it.
So definitely Wild.
Okay.
Wild is such a fun one. I love harmonizing with Ryan live. Mm. I love seeing that chorus. It's fun for me. Mm. I would say, we have a new song that we have not released recording wise. Mm-hmm. But personally, just if I can say this one, mm-hmm. if you see it live, we have a song called Valerie that we'll plan to release sometime down the line. But that one's a lot of fun to play with the group. But also, now going back to the album, Crown of Thorns is a lot of fun to play. Mm-hmm. I really look forward to always playing Crown of Thorns. And I know our drummer, Rick, he loves Crown of Thorns too.
Okay.
He loves out of that one.
Yeah.
Me personally too, I love playing Change. Mm-hmm. I think Change is always a fun song to play. Mm-hmm. And Light of Day. Mm. When I hear the guys play Light of Day in the studio or wherever, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm getting punched in the face. Yeah. It's crazy. Just the opening, how they hit together. Mm-hmm. So those ones are just a lot of fun to play.
Sure. Good.
Nice.
Okay. Are you guys traveling outside of California at all? I'm sure you could just stay in the LA area, and I know you go north and south maybe a little bit, but do you get outside of California at all?
We went to Nevada last summer. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for that. We're in talks with a couple of the groups that we've played with. Mm-hmm. It's just all about getting, the calendar right. Mm-hmm. But we talked about, of course, doing Southern California and Northern California, mm-hmm. but then hitting Arizona and Nevada. We talked about doing that sometime soon. Mm-hmm. And that's just a start. I mean, there's been some, we have some people that, where we could possibly even play in Mexico, mm-hmm. and we'll get to that point.
Yeah.
But for right now, that's probably what we're looking at is California, Nevada, and Arizona.
Okay, cool.
We're definitely open for if there's any other opportunity. Like if an opportunity is given to us, we'll definitely take it. Yeah. We're those guys.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, and I've got such respect. I maybe have alluded to this already. I'm not sure, but I just have such respect for the guitar bass drum approach. I think you've got to have some chops to go out and be able to pull that off. Just to sonically pull that off. I think, as a guy that plays the guitar a little bit, I would be so fearful if I were Ryan going, I've got to basically carry all that guitar part. And he does it well, he does it very well.
Yeah.
And as I said, the whole band is solid. I mean, you got a great band, you got, great vocalist, but as a three piece, I'm going, and I know a lot of bands do it, but I'm thinking that's not easy to pull off. It's not easy to do it well. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
So kudos to you guys for doing it. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can wrap up here. You've been so kind with your time. And you've talked a little bit about this, but what's next for the band? What's 2023 look like for you guys?
Well, we're going to be definitely working on our recordings. I think we're going to have a little EP, the 4-song EP that we're going to release.
Okay.
Work on it this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to be setting up more performances. And we want to put together a podcast of our own.
I think I saw that.
Like a podcast. Yeah. And the idea is we just have to capture it. And with time and mm-hmm. practice, mm-hmm. we'll get better with it. But we want to do something in the vein of, it's an intimate setting and it's almost like you're in the studio with us, and we'll get to a point where you can capture us visually too.
Okay.
But that's right now we're it's kind of like coming to band practice with us.
Okay.
So yeah.
Cool.
And because a lot of the times when we get caught in between, songs, like we'll rehearse songs, we'll do covers. Mm-hmm. We have a, I mean, a cover song that I love doing with the guys, we do Enjoy the Silence, Depeche Mode. We don't have it on our Spotify, but it's on our SoundCloud.
Oh, okay.
It's on the Inspired by You version on SoundCloud. We have it as the opening track, just as like a little bonus track.
Oh, okay. I need to check that out.
And I'll send you the link too if you want. But
absolutely.
We love playing that one live. Mm-hmm. No problem. And that's, that's the kind of stuff that we can do on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And in between doing those little covers or little, learning mm-hmm. other songs,
mm-hmm.
where that's where we really have more of like a family banter and conversations. And we always get caught up in just funny storytelling. And mm-hmm. I think, we just thought we should include our fans in on this.
Yeah.
And they can be, they can get to know us a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where the idea is coming from with that one.
Cool.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. And that's our focus for 2023.
Yeah.
And always just growing and expanding.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What's the best way for fans to connect with you guys?
So definitely our Instagram page. We're very active on that.
Mm-hmm.
Our handle is @_drivenout.
Okay.
If you want to follow us anywhere, our link tree, our Driven Out link tree, it has pretty much, you go to that, it has tabs on everything, including that Instagram.
Okay, good.
You can get our Driven Out YouTube, Driven Out on Facebook. Pretty much either by email, drivenoutmusic@gmail.com or just _drivenout on Instagram.
Yeah, cool. Have you got some merch on any of those sites?
We have merch running through Bonfire.
Okay.
You can find the Driven Out Bonfire through our Linktree.
Okay.
Again, the Linktree link is in our bio on our Instagram page,
mm-hmm.
or you can just simply type in Driven Out Linktree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you go there, you'll see it. It's Bonfire. That's our merch. Or you can just type in Bonfire Driven Out, Driven Out Bonfire, and find it that way.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Okay. Excellent.
The merch is it's based off of the music videos, so it's kind of like the colors of all the characters in sweaters and t-shirts.
Yeah, I can't encourage folks enough to go check out the videos. It's they're entertaining, well done, and and it's cool to know that you've got some merch tied to that. So
We're going to do some other things. We have some stickers and temporary tattoos that we give out live, but mm-hmm. we would definitely love to incorporate bandanas. And mm-hmm. I'm the only one with a hat.
Just kind of a sidebar, I guess. Is there any vinyl consideration in your future? Is that something you're thinking about?
Like making a vinyl?
Yeah. Putting some of the stuff out on vinyl or do you have it?
We've actually discussed that. We don't have it yet, but we've discussed that. Okay. That is really interesting. That wouldn't be a bad idea. What are your personal thoughts on?
Well, on one of the episodes, interviewed a gentleman, Chris Banta from Brother Oh Brother, the band Brother Oh Brother, and then they have a vinyl company together. It's a duo. The band's a duo.
Oh, okay.
And it's called Romanus Records, and they're always doing interesting. They're not your standard run-of-the-mill vinyl, and they do great work. And I personally, of course, I'm older, so I'm used to vinyl. I love seeing artwork on the size of a vinyl, and just all the packaging that potentially comes with it. I love it personally, and I'm not a collector, but I'm drawn to that. And part of that too, is I'm just big on, in some way, whether it's vinyl or whatever, just purchasing the music as opposed to streaming it. So I like vinyl. I don't know. And I think Romanus Records is they're doing a nice job. They're keeping busy, and I know there's some other independent places out there that do that. But, so anyway, that's always in the back of my mind is vinyl in your possession. Yeah.
Nothing beats a physical copy. Even on the artwork,
mm-hmm.
even on the vinyl cover artwork, everything. Yeah, yeah. Nothing can beat that ever.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, well, we'll definitely, and I'll post when I do the details on the on the podcast, my detail page, and then even on, and I push it out to Instagram and all that. We'll be sure to copy your link tree and get that out there so folks can find you. So, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. Well, hey, as I said, you've been very kind with your time. I appreciate it. Thank you for joining me, and best of luck to you and the band and everything that's coming your way.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Aaron. Thank you for having me. And then I know I messaged you. I had asked about it a while ago, but maybe sometime down the line, maybe we could plan another one. Yeah. You know, we'll, whenever that works for you, mm-hmm. or whenever you think is best. And mm-hmm. This time I'll bring all the guys. Today wasn't just good for everybody, but yeah. I'd love to have the whole group and they can share with you and whatnot.
Yeah, that would be great. Now let's make that happen. So absolutely. So cool.
Awesome.
All right, man. Well, be safe. And it sounds like we'll talk sometime down the line.
Definitely. All right.
Thank you, Christian.
Take care. Have a great day. Okay.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye now.
All righty. Bye.
That was a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Another huge thank you to Christian Higgins Hernandez for joining me. And thank you for checking out the episode. I really appreciate it. Be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. And until next time, remember to keep those antennas up for those bands on the radar.